What the fuck is Bracken, boys? This is the Large Male Podcast. I'm your host, Fat Matt. Let's fucking get it. So, in today's episode, I want to make it known right here, right now, that I did not record the intro and then jump into this clip right here. I believe I recorded that intro a month or so ago, about the same time I did those two episodes back to back. But in today's episode, I would like to talk about religious nuts who are overly zealous about making their religion known to other people. I think that you are well within your right to believe any religion that you want to without any consequences from the government or other civilians. But, like every human being, there is a limit to what can be tolerable. And I'm going to set the limit right here. Go to church whenever you want. You're free to do that. You can't be fucking bullied for that. However, comma, furthermore, you cannot have a Jesus. Come on. You can't have a bumper sticker on your car saying, I love Jesus and Jesus loves me and my family. You can't do it and expect not to get bullied. You're out of your mind. You're fucking delusional. Yes, Jesus Christ does love you and your family, but you don't have to announce it to other people who are unconsensually viewing your vehicular stickers on there. The decals on your vehicular device is not something to be taken lightly. You cannot put heinous things on your car and expect not to get bullied for it. Like if I see you in a fucking Chili's or an Applebee's or a 99 or some hullabaloo, and I see you pull out a cross chain that you tucked under your shirt, if you pull that bitch out, give it a... and then start praying, Our Father who art in heaven, blah, 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 hallowed be thy name, yada, 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 yada. But if you're praying in a public restaurant, like a 99, an Applebee's, a Chili's, a fucking Friendly's even, hell, I'd even take the goddamn Cheesecake Factory. But if you start praying in a public situation and you're a Christian, you deserve to be mildly made fun of or at least judged by everybody who views you doing that. It drives me insane. It drives me insane. One time I went to Dunkin' Donuts. I ordered my food and I saw some old people sitting at the goddamn table praying before they ate their munchkins. What kind of buffoonery is this that we just allow this in our society? I'm all for freedom of religion and freedom of press, but you should be able to be bullied for heinous actions that are cringe and not cool. If I can sit here and come up with a reason to judge you, then you have done something extraordinarily heinous that I cannot let slide as a man. As a large male, I cannot let that slide. It is for lack of better words, it's unbearable. I mean, come on. I'm so fucking enraged that I can't even formulate sentences to describe the pure, unadulterated, unfiltered rage that I'm feeling in referral to people who go and pray in public scenarios. Like if you're sitting there in a restaurant and you're praying, you're absolutely a goofball. It'd be the same motherfucker sitting in a goddamn Chili's that pray before eating their meal that only give a 7% tip on the whole meal. And they brought the whole Smith family. They brought Jacob. They brought Jamie. They brought Johnson. They brought fucking Jaime. Whatever the fuck. Because they have a whole J thing for their boys' names. Because we want to feel close to Jesus. So we have a J to represent that we're Jesus lovers in our family. The Smith family is just, we adore Jesus so much. We can't get off of it. Our favorite season, our favorite month, it's just December because we get to praise Christ and show the love that we have for him. Like, fuck that, bro. Grow up. Go get some bitches. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit you guys with a sponsored segment so I can make a couple of pennies again. Thank you so much for tuning into that, by the way. So the next topic I want to talk about is planned obsolescence. And yes, I did take 15 seconds to look up the word and make sure that I was pronouncing it correctly. For all the simpletons out there and the stoners out there, planned obsolescence is basically, in layman's terms, it's when your iPhone don't work as quick as it used to. You ain't got the battery life it used to have in that some bit right there. So yes, and furthermore, planned obsolescence is a capitalist racketeer to redeploy money into their pockets. You'll notice that after a year of having your iPhone, it'll start to slow down, battery won't hold as long. Maybe when you're holding it in your hand for long periods of time, it'll start overheating, shit like that. At first, it's not really that noticeable, and then by the month, it becomes more and more noticeable until you're at the point where you're going, what the fuck, dude? I just charged my phone for an hour. I got up to 100, and it's been 20 minutes, and I'm down to fucking 70? What the fuck is this? What the fuck? And then you want to do some unspeakable acts to the people in Apple that are higher up on the food chain for allowing this to happen and denying it for years and years on end. It'd be one thing if they were to deny it and it wasn't true, but they denied it being a thing when they knew damn well that it was in fact true. So for that, I have to say, fuck you, Apple. Fuck all the other car brands that do that too, where they make it so that your transmission will shit the fucking bed after 70K miles or whatnot. And I'm talking to you, Audi, you fucking assholes. Your cars fall apart as soon as they hit the six-digit mark on miles. You hit 100K miles and your car just, it's worth a tenth of the fucking price if you're going with Audi. It's not right. They used to be a respectable car brand. I mean, still are, but they used to be more respectable than they are now with the fucking Quattro. I mean, Jesus Christ. Just work with the consumer who doesn't have massive amounts of disposable income and give us a product that is meant to last and then charge 10 times more. You're getting the same cash flow as if you make my iPhone shit the bed every 2 years. I would rather buy one iPhone that lasts 10 years than 5 iPhones that last 2. You can raise the price 10 times and I'd still fucking buy it, but you people are too fucking stupid to realize that you have us by the balls with technology and will always give you the money. Just work with the consumer. I'm going to have an aneurysm. I need you to work with the consumer. This is a message to all the companies out there that have planned obsolescence. It's not an issue with me. Just raise the gap, though. Don't make it 2 years and your phone shits the bed. Make it 3 or 4. You double the time or something. Just save us. Save us. It's the end of days. So the next topic I'd like to talk about is the lack of work ethic in America and everywhere else around the world. So you're probably sitting here wondering, what the fuck do I mean by that? And if you're asking that question, you definitely don't run a business or have any managerial position, because if you did, you would know. You would know that people don't want to work, and that's fine with me. I'm all cool with that. You don't have to work if you don't want to. However, I will be judging you, and I will think of you as fucking pathetic for not being able to hold a job. If you have no physical disabilities that prevent you from working or mental disabilities that prevent you from working, and you don't work a job, you're fucking pathetic. I'm sorry to say. You should not be here soaking up the resources that people who work could be using. And I don't give a fuck what your job is. You could be delivering newspapers. Just do something with your time besides sitting in your parents' basement smoking weed all day, just trying to get an eighth. Like, it's just not something you can fucking do and make a life out of. I'm not claiming to be a perfect individual, because I myself am not fucking perfect. You know what I mean? But I work. I work a minimum of 40 hours a week without fail. I just don't dip under that. It feels weird not to be working overtime, for me at least, you know, because I ain't got work ethic. I'm putting it out there. I like to work. I like money. I'm not a fucking money phobia. I do not have a fear of having a net worth. That is not something that terrifies me. I'm like some people that I happen to know and be friends with. But, you know, I digress. You don't have to work. But I never want to hear you complain about, oh, I don't have the money to buy this or that or something. Just, you know, I'm going to have to sit this one out. This opportunity isn't right for me. I don't have capital to deploy to get it done, yada, yada. So stay poor then, or take the risk and make some money, baby. It's not that difficult to get a job. Go there 5 days a week. 5 days a week. That is not that hard. It can't be. It can't be that hard, because America already does it. It's just a select few that refuse to. And hey, stay poor. I won't argue with that. You know what I mean? If you don't want money in your pockets, I'll gladly make mine fatter and watch while you suffer in life and have nothing that you want because you just don't want to work for it. I'm not saying everybody has to go to school. You don't. You have to do something with your time, though, and make your life meaningful. And I don't mean just smoking weed all day, every day. You can smoke weed all you want, but within reason, please, have a job, do something with your life. Have some hobbies that don't include glass collecting. You know what I mean? Life can be better than what it is. But if you don't want to work, then you can't have shit. You just can't. It's that simple. Now, for the next topic that I would like to talk about, I will be getting very controversial. I believe that unhealthy foods like Doritos and Sun Chips and all the other unhealthy foods like McDonald's and whatnot, they need to have a fat tax added to them. I need to see a 30% increase in the prices of those products, because the excuse that I hear from most people around today is, well, I mean, Doritos are just cheaper than other foods, so I eat Doritos because it's cheap and easy to afford. No, we could just spike the price up 30%, and then the cheapest food option will be something healthy, like ground chicken or ground beef or some shit like that, shredded chicken, something, I don't fucking know. Point being is that the obesity situation in the world, let alone the United States, is out of fucking control. I think I looked it up, and the healthiest state that I saw, I believe, was Colorado. And I'm tempted to move there and just lose weight because I can't stand being fat anymore. It's not enjoyable. I'm on the decline with my weight. This podcast is just going to – it will remain the large male podcast because I'm 6 feet, and that's pretty fucking large. But in the weight aspect, this is not going to be the large male podcast anymore. In a year – I'll still have the same intro and shit, but you'll hear it that my double chin isn't flapping around constantly. But back to what I was saying with the fat tax, it's something that needs to be implemented, because I'm gonna keep it real. I go in public and I see somebody who's like 5'2" and 300 pounds, and I'm nauseated, truly fucking nauseated by that. Filled with rage and disgust that somebody would let themselves at 5'2" get to that point. Truly is fucking disgusting to look at. You know what I mean? You can't blame anybody else but yourself for the position that you're in. I saw a 5'4", 5'5" gentleman who was like 350 pounds. I had asked the nearest employee at Target where the bathroom was. And he goes, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm great. I just feel like I'm going to fucking throw up. 350 pounds at like 5'5". Are you out of your fucking mind? I'm 6 feet and hovering around 300. Not something I'm proud of, but it's a lot better than being 5'5 and having 50 fucking pounds on me, you disgusting whale. But I digress. I think that the fat tax could really just could solve the world's obesity issues. Like restaurants, you can still sell the fat food and shit like that, but that tax right there is going to limit how much you'd be willing to spend. It's the same thing that they did with marijuana. They said, "We're going to legalize it in some states, but we're going to tax the fucking dog shit out of it because, well, it's a multi-billion dollar industry." The food industry, though, is a multi-trillion dollar industry because no human on earth can go without food for more than 30 days, calories for more than 30 days. It's just not fucking possible unless you're doing something different, unless there's some external factor that's enabling you not to consume calories and survive. But thank you so much for tuning into this bit about how fat people enrage me, and I can't wait to be skinny. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to my rant on fat people. The next thing I'm going to discuss is the clothing brand that I have started. If you remember in previous episodes, I had talked about my clothing brand that I'm starting. The first line of drops was based around DUI enthusiasts. Basically, the first shirt said DUI enthusiast. The second one said God's drunkest driver. The third one says family of four hater. The fourth one was telephone pole killer. just that whole theme, right? I believe the fifth one that I had done was a quote, and it said, "My mother told me that the best thing in life was a breeze and a cold beer. I have to do 85 miles an hour on the highway to get that cold breeze that I love." But that whole type of thing, that's the first line. It was for DUI enthusiasts. The second line we're going to be dropping is for the September drop, and it is based upon Freon Fanatics. That's going to be the first shirt. It's going to have a little temperature gauge, and it's going to be all the way down at the bottom. Instead of an actual temperature, it's going to be a little splice of words, and it's going to say "cool as fuck" on it. The second shirt is going to be Improper Freon Disposal Service. So basically, it's going to be for those people who go, they grab broken air conditioners, they go walk 10 miles out into the woods, they disassemble it and whatnot, then they dump the Freon into the atmosphere or like in animal nesting areas and shit like that, going over to wildlife reservations, just destroying the plastic in the air conditioner, just leaving it on the woods floor, like going over to the water, like a water stream, and dumping the Freon into there, maybe some plastic too, that whole thing. But yeah, that's going to be the first bit of the drop. The second part is going to be a pair of sweatpants that we're going to be dropping. And it's just going to have the word Freon written all over it. Kind of like how Conor McGregor's tie said "fuck you" like a million times. It's just going to be Freon. Just the word Freon. We're going to have multiple variations of the drops. The first week of September, we're going to drop everything as is. The second week of September, we're going to redrop everything, but we're going to be dipping it all in Freon beforehand, so that way you can get your clothes iced out, you know what I mean? But the third drop we're going to do, we're not going to dip anything in Freon. We're just going to go and give you a little container of Freon. It's going to have approximately 2 to 3 times the amount of Freon that would be in an air conditioner or refrigerator. And that's just your Freon to dump into whatever environment that you'd like. You can hold it, you can huff it, you do whatever the fuck you want. If you huff that Freon, it's literally crack without the headache, you know what I mean? You know, crack will give you a headache if you smoke it enough and huff it enough, but Freon is just the new crack, but doesn't give you a headache. So yeah, that's going to be the first line of clothing through the September drop. That whole thing. And for the fourth week of December, we're going to go and we're going to do a poll on which clothing item from the last drop and this drop sold the most. And then what we're going to do is we're going to have a limited edition drop in the fourth week of September. And then in October, during the fourth week, we're going to go back, grab one of the most popular things from each line that we did and do a limited edition version of that. So I think the most common shirt that we sold was Family of Four Hater from the DUI Enthusiast drop. So we're going to go and get that, and we're going to have it a gold version with black text instead of a white shirt with black text. That's the golden edition one that we're going to be dropping. Coming closer towards the end of September, we'll know what the most sold item was from the September drop, but we're going to go from there. And that's about it. If you guys want to buy stock in the company, let me know. You can hit me up on Instagram at Large Mail Entertainment. Doing an initial IPO very soon. Hopefully you guys can get in, get your fucking money up, not your funny up. And we'll go from there. So with that being said, I want to say thank you so much for tuning into the Large Mail Podcast. I've been your host, Fat Matt. We fucking got it. I'd like to say free Rowdy Rebel and free Bobby Shmurda, but they've been free for a while now. I kind of hope Bobby Shmurda goes back for the tomfoolery he's been pulling. But however, I would like to say free TK, though. Let's keep Schoolboy Q on the outside, keep YG on the outside, keep Bobby and Rowdy on the outside. No. Keep Rowdy. Send Bobby back. He fell off. Sorry to say, Bobby. I used to be an avid supporter of you. I had a picture of you in my wallet for a while, but you lost my support when you got bitch made in prison. I ain't gonna hold you. But thank you so much for tuning in to the Large Mail Podcast. I'm gonna catch you next time. Adios and goodbye.